That a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Welcome back to The Wire, and finally for this week in Neighbourhood Watch, Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canandis joined us this week, and we talked about the various states' border restrictions, community TV closures in Melbourne and Adelaide, and changes to university course fees. First up, there has been positive cases of coronavirus in the state of Victoria.
We have seen a little bit of a spike within Victoria of COVID-19. So that's the state that Melbourne is in. Don't think I had to explain that. Sorry. And there's obviously been a bit of contention around that because I feel like a lot of states here in South Australia, for example, we haven't had any cases for quite a while. And we're sort of, some states are really hoping to be able to reopen borders from state to state, so that people could go and see family members around the country. And this little spike in Victoria has somewhat put a spanner in the works. The New South Wales Premier has urged no one from New South Wales to visit anyone from Victoria, despite New South Wales and Victoria's borders both being open to each other still. So it's getting a little bit heated in terms of state borders being opened here. But in general, it is just a bit of a sad setback. This spike in Victoria, we're even seeing reports from Victoria that toilet paper is selling out again at the supermarkets, nothing on the shelf. So old habits are dying hard. It's just a shame that there's been this outbreak in Victoria, because it is having a ripple effect amongst the country in little ways.
And I see Mark McGowan, the Premier of Western Australia, has said he won't reopen borders with the rest of the Commonwealth. Is that the same for what is happening in South Australia right now?
Oh, it's so complex. Every state is a little bit different. I think South Australia is really keen to go back into Western Australia and the Northern Territory, where Western Australia is sort of, having nothing to do with any other state. Victoria wants to hang out with New South Wales, but New South Wales is like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Queensland is kind of like open to anyone except for, I think, New South Wales and Victoria. And the Northern Territory have been open and back to normal for way before anyone else. So I'm not really sure what their plans are. But every state is quite different in what they want to achieve with state borders opening. And that's because it is entirely up to the state governments. And I don't think the federal government would really step in or intervene with that. Everyone's different. I think, it's so complex. It's hard to have a straight answer about that.
Moving on to uni fees, because for some reason, some Australia universities have decided to raise course fees of humanities courses while dropping the fees for some other ones. Can you talk us a little bit more about that?
Certainly. It is really disheartening. This was announced last Friday, just after Scott Morrison did a press conference about something else entirely, and half an hour he introduced this. So tertiary education overhaul, I guess, of humanities and communications. They'll be in the same cost bracket now as some law degrees. Fees increases will be implemented for courses that students are already undertaking as well. And the whole idea behind it is to kind of put people into more jobs you know, university degrees that actually get you jobs. I'm doing quotation marks. You can't see that. So, like, degrees that give you jobs. And it's a real shame. So things like a media course, for example, journalism would be the same as a law degree. It's a pretty huge increase. So humanities and social services degrees will increase by 113%. The government will increase its contributions to the cost of the classes they're trying to sort of remove. So students can expect to pay between $3,700 to $7,700, while course fees will more than double, putting them alongside things like law, as I mentioned, and commerce, which are in the highest price band of like $14,000 a year.
That's really terrible.
Yeah, it's hard to comprehend. At the start of COVID, we had an announcement from the federal government saying that they would be slashing some university degrees, the cost of them, because everyone had a bit more free time. And now we're seeing this. It's a real punch in the face for humanities and for the arts and for anything that isn't, you know, STEM. Not to say, obviously, that STEM is bad. We love STEM, but, like...
Yeah, it's hard to comprehend what Canberra is thinking when they are when they are formulating this. But moving on, when we are talking about humanities courses being cut out, media and journalism being part of that, and now it's a double blow for community TV as well.
Yeah, this one hits really hard. Because being from a community radio background, community television in Australia, we have two stations left. We have Channel 31 in Melbourne and Channel 44 here in Adelaide. And essentially they have about 5 days left of before they're set to close. It's a real shame. Australia's last surviving community television channels and... they will be turned off and replaced with just white noise. It's a huge blow to Australia's sort of already bleeding media landscape. As I mentioned, I feel like I mention it every week. You know, we had the ABC cuts. We had more ABC cuts yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Cuts across the whole entire media world here in Australia, and then just to see community television being cut as well, such salt in the wound. So the television sector, the community television sector here doesn't really receive government funding, whereas places like ABC and SBS do. And we've seen some of our biggest Australian movie personalities come from community television. And they only have 5 days to go. There's lots of petitions, sort of crowdfunding things. If anyone is interested in helping out, I know you're across the ditch, but if you do believe in community media, you can, you know, look that up for yourself and maybe sign something for us. But it's a pretty dire situation at the moment. And, yeah, 5 days, June 30 is when they are planning to close. So I don't know if next week I'm going to be having this conversation and something's good happened for either Channel 31 or Channel 44, but I'll keep you all updated.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.
That was